Welcome to today's audiocast from Aviation International News, the most respected source for business aviation news.
This is AIN Online News Editor Chad Trotvetter reporting. Only 1 week remains until the doors open for the 60th Annual National Business Aviation Association Convention. As exhibitors get ready to set up their displays for the big show in Atlanta, we spoke with NBAA President and CEO Ed Boland to get a sneak peek of next week's event.
Okay, Ed, can you tell us a little bit, can you just give us a quick overview of NBAA?
Well, NBA will be a significant show because it really is going to be celebrating NBAA's 60th anniversary. As you know, the show will start in Atlanta next Tuesday, and what we are expecting is a very strong turnout of individuals. We're going to have about 1,500 exhibitors. We're going to have 100 aircraft on static display, and we're expecting it to be one of the largest and most exciting annual meetings and conventions that NBA has ever had.
Now, it's also NBAA's 60th anniversary, so what are you doing for that?
Well, we're doing a number of things. We're going to kick off with a commemorative flight from New York to Atlanta on Saturday, September 22nd. And this commemorative flight is going to be very significant in terms of symbolism. As I said, NBA was founded 60 years ago in New York, so that will be the starting point for the flight. The flight will take place on a very light jet, which many people have talked about as one of the exciting new technologies that will help shape the future of business aviation. So we'll be flying on a very light jet. We'll be combining both the past and the future. With me on the aircraft will be Pat Epps, whose father flew the first aircraft in Georgia 100 years ago this year. So Pat will represent a link to the very origin of aviation in Georgia in the early days of aviation in the United States. We'll also have with us an individual named Jamail Larkin. Many people know Jamail because he learned how to fly and actually soloed an airplane in Canada at age 14. He's been a youth ambassador for the FAA itself. He now works with NBAA, and we think he's an exciting representation of what the future of business aviation will look like, the human face, as we go forward.
Now, you're also building a park, right, too?
That's another thing that we're really excited about. A lot of organizations celebrate their anniversaries by throwing a big party for themselves. What we're trying to do is actually do something a little more meaningful and a little more tangible. So what we're going to do is we're going to go into an area near where our static display is, and we're going to build a park working with the Kaboom organization, which has built parks around the country. But what will make this special is this is going to be an aviation-themed park, and it will be the largest park ever built by Kaboom. And this will be something that will be there, a lasting memory and commemoration of this event, but it will be there for a neighborhood of kids and give them an opportunity to have a place to go and be themselves and be kids.
Anything else for the 60th anniversary?
Well, there'll be a number of things you'll see throughout the show. As you know, we do a gala dinner on Wednesday night. We'll have a number of themes from the early days that will be going on. You'll see that coming up in a lot of visuals as you walk around the show, that relationship to our beginning. And you'll also see it as part of our celebration on Thursday. And we have Georgia Day and bring in a lot of the Georgia University students, a lot of the kids in school, then give them an opportunity to see free the entire convention and exhibits.
There's also a lot of seminars and committee meetings going on, too. Can you just walk us through some of the more important ones going on at the show?
Well, the seminars are really fundamental to the success of the show. People come because they want to learn about the latest developments in business aviation, get the latest on the regulatory front, understand various safety aspects. So those are really fundamental to this show. We have a number of seminars this year that we're excited about. I think it'll be the first time that we've ever had a panel on supersonic jets. As you know, there's a lot of enthusiasm about supersonic travel. A lot of people view it as the next great frontier in civil aviation. And so that will be discussed. We'll have another panel on very light jets. Those are always enormously popular. And certainly as we're now seeing the deliveries of the first VLJs, probably extremely relevant. And we're going to have a panel on user fees. I think as everybody knows, business aviation has really been under attack by the big commercial airlines. And we will have a very exciting panel with myself, Phil Boyer from AOPA, and a representative from the Alliance for Aviation Across America, which collectively we have all been working very hard to defend our industry from these attacks from the big commercial airlines.
And how about any special committee meetings that you guys have too?
Yeah, NBA has a number of committees that will be meeting. We'll have our state and local committees and others that meet and shape their agenda. We will also have, significantly, leaders from our different clusters of committees that will meet with our board of directors and be able to share with the board of directors exactly what they are working on, what their priorities are. And this is the opportunity that we use to understand what is happening at the grassroots level and build that into our strategic plan and direction for the organization. It really shapes our priorities and our agenda when we hear what the committees have been working on, what the latest issues are, and how we can serve the membership better.
Thank you for listening to today's audiocast from Aviation International News. For the latest business aviation news, go to www.ainonline.com.